The lawyers, however, said tartly, "Isn't the recovery here recovery from the treatment?" They asked the same question in different permutations at least 8 times before moving on. Edna Hussman, however, was not a professional man like Dr. Barry. She was a 26-year-old crippled housewife, and the company lawyer's aggressive tactics did them no favours. As they harangued her to remember dates and how frequently she had stumbled when her pains began, Backers interrupted their incessant questioning. "Of what importance is it?" he asked pointedly. Sympathy for Edna increased as her testimony continued. "I suffer," she told the court, "all the time." Berry's inexperience in court sometimes showed itself. Despite his brilliant mind, he was still in the early stages of his trial career, but he found the judge was willing to help him out. When Hoffman took the stand after Edna, Backers assisted Berry by helping him to phrase his questions. "What did he do to get the information, and what did he learn?" he prompted, and even stepping in to help when he anticipated an objection. On their cross-examination of Hoffman, the company lawyers tried the same tactic that they'd used with the drinkers. "Is this the first time that you had occasion to consider the question of radium necrosis?" Markley asked the statistician, his tall frame pacing the courtroom as he fired off questions. "Yes, sir. Entirely new venture." "You had no knowledge, did you?" "Or nobody else," pointed out Hoffman. "I am asking you," Markley said sternly, "to speak for yourself. Was this the first time you ever had anything to do with the subject?" "Yes, sir." Hoffman had to agree. Markley then tried to get Hoffman's evidence dismissed entirely. "I submit, Your Honour," he said with a condescending sneer, "that a mere statistician is not qualified in court to pass judgment." Yet Markley found that Backers was not playing ball. "I think he is a little more than that," retorted the judge. "I think you curbed him down some." All this time, the 5 women watched the drama unfold. They were flanked by the witnesses for the company, too. The chameleon-hued Dr. Flynn sat across from them in the courtroom. Grace felt calm inside, knowing she was up next. "Grace is so accustomed to talking of disease and decay," wrote a journalist of Miss Fryer, "that she can tell you of these deaths without flickering an eyelash." Still, there must have been a few butterflies as the court sergeant-at-arms tenderly assisted her to the witness stand. This was it, Grace thought. This was her chance to tell her story. She sat somewhat awkwardly in the chair. Her metal back brace chafed her skin, and a fresh bandage clung to her jaw following a recent operation. Yet the slim young woman with neat dark hair and intelligent eyes now composed herself as she began her testimony. "We were instructed to point the brush with our lips," she said. "Did all the girls do it that way?" asked Backers. "All I ever saw do it," answered Grace. "Were you ever told at any time not to put the brush in your mouth?" queried Berry, cutting to the heart of the matter. "Only on one occasion," she said. "Dr. von Sahotsky was passing through, and when he saw me put the brush to my lips, he told me not to do it."
"What else did he say?"
"He said it would make me sick."